Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach, the 60th daf, really the 59th, but Yevamos daf Samach, and we continue discussing issues of who a Kohen is allowed to marry, and who a Kohen Gadol, Lachadchila b'di'eved. The Gemara even quotes a machlokes here on daf Samach Amar Aleph, Nafkamina, about whether there's a Cholol from Chai Ve'aseh. We know a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Cholol, someone who has been emptied from or halala, someone who has been emptied from kedushas kahuna, and the question is, what's the definition of a halala? How do you get a halala? Do you get one from violating one of the chayvei asei? If it's not even one of the los asei, it's not one of the isurim. So that's a question that's dealt with here in machlokas on Samach Amud Aleph, whether yesh halala b'chayvei asei. That is a potential machlokas. Let's talk a little bit in general about the issues of the Isser of Chalal to a Kohen and the definition of Chalal in general. The Sefer HaChinuch mentions, we know there are certain mitzvot that only apply to a Kohen in Parshas Emor. And the beginning of Parshas Emor discusses all of those who a Kohen is not allowed to marry. One of them is a Chalala, says the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Reish Samach Zayin. Besides, he's not allowed to marry a grusha, he's allowed to marry a zona, as we've spoken about the past couple of days, what's the definition of a zona? So what's the definition of a chalal or a chalala? Says the chinuch, shalo yisa kohen, bein gadol, bein hediot, chalala, shene'emar isha zona v'chalala lo yikachu. Right? Isha zona v'chalala yikachu, he's not allowed to marry. Just some point out that it doesn't always work out, but I don't think the chida was a kohen. But the Chaim Yosef David Azulai, right, the Chida, so some suggest that Azulai was originally a Kohanic name, because Azulai is Rashi Tevas, Isha Zona V'Chalala Lo Yikachu. That's the suggestion of where Azulai comes from. But again, the most famous Azulai is the Chida, and I don't think he was a Kohen. I don't remember. But anyway, Shalisa Chalkoin, Bein Kodal, Bein Hedyo, V'Chalala, who is a Chalala? Says the Chinuch, Tikra, Shenolda Mipsule Kuhuna. Someone who was born out of an Isser relationship of a Kohen. Not an Isser relationship of everybody, an Erva, that's possibly a Mamzer, as we said, or maybe a Pagum, maybe a Ben Hanida, as we saw elsewhere. But a Chalal or a Chalala is one who was born from Sulekuna Kigon, Bas Almana Mikohen Gadol, O Bas Grusha Mikohen Hedyot. That is number one. Chalala, born out of an Isser relationship, a divorcee married a Kohen, or an almana married a Kohen Gadol. O, shenischalala al yidei biasechem en apsulam lakuna. Or, a chalala could also be if someone who is nivala lapasola, someone who is nivala to one who is pasol guna, a goy who is with a bas kohen. Mishar v'chul. So, and the Minchas Chinuch says, let me expand upon this a little bit, tell you some expanded rules. V'echto b'ksara. Da'achas mipsulei kuna nevelas lo kohen habanim imena chalolim. Im zachar hari nischalal imena kuna. If he is a male, then he is nischalal. Again, chalal means empty. Chalal is outer space. So it's emptied from anything. A chalal is also a corpse, right? He's emptied from life. A chalal is someone who is emptied from kedushas kahuna. So, Vidino kedin zara l'chol davar hamavor l'kaman. Vimi bas hi chalala u'malkin l'kohen hanoseosa. And a kohen would get malkas if he marries a chalala v'hi ba'atzma. Kogon amon l'kohen gadol gush v'chalos l'kohen hediot. Hein ba'atzman mischalalos. They are mischalal through this bia. V'chulu continuing. Good. So this is the Isser of Chalala, and the Rambam talks about this also in the beginning of Perek Yutes of Hilchos Isurei. Of Hilchas Yisur Abiya. There's a question, a hakira, and this is what we'll deal with a little bit now. So what a Kohen becomes a Chalal, right? He is the son, his father's a Kohen, but his mother's a Grusha. So now he is a Chalal. So what status does he have? He is not a Kohen with Kedushas Kahuna. Does that mean he is a Yisrael? Does that mean he's, for all intents and purposes, he gets the third Aliyah. Right, he gets the third Aliyah, he's a Chalal, or is he somewhat, he's not exactly a full Kohen, but he's not a full Yisrael either. He's somewhere in the middle. Maybe he is a Kohen with a problem. Maybe he is biological Kohen, but not sanctified Kohen. They're nafkaminas, as we will see. Does he retain any vestige of his Kedusha? If you look in Rashi, Imsachem on Daf Ayin Beis, Rashi's Lashon is Ben Grusha, Kohen Chalal, Zar Gomorhu. Rashi's Lashon. He is a Zar. Dechziv, Bekohen Hanose Grusha, Lo Yechalel Zaro, Shem Chalolo Midin Kahuna. Rashi seems to say he's a Zar. He's a Zar. Lomai Nafkamina, what if he does Avod in the Beis HaMikdash? What if he does Avod in the Beis HaMikdash? The Menachas Chinuch says in two places, I'll read you one. Menachas Chinuch says in two places, in Reish Ayin Hei Hei, he would be Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim if he does the Avodah, just like if Yisrael does the Avodah. Right? Doesn't he's like Yisrael, says the Menachas Chinuch. This is in Reish Ayin Hei Hei, on the Isser of a Kohen doing the Avodah, being a Balmum. Venerally, Diafa Bishakasafti, Dein Malkin, Zor Balmum, Mishum Lav de Balmum. A Zor Balmum doesn't get Malkus for Balmum, because he's already a Zor. You can't be worse. If a Yisrael with a broken arm does the Avoda, he's not going to get an Isser of broken arm. He's a Zor, he's a Yisrael. He can't do the Avoda. You don't, so, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, as we had those sugis before. Mikomakom nearly lishitas Rambam, but according to the Rambam, and we'll see that in a second. Vine after nechshav zor ubavade chayiv misa bidei shemayim umalkus. He says it as a davar pashut, even though he's considered a zor and he's chayiv misa bidei shemayim if he does the avoda. Mikomakom, I think there is a little residual status. We'll get to where he gets that from in a second. Imkein chalal bamum sha'avan malkanos ogamkein. But if he's a chalal balmum, he's going to get malchus for balmum. He's not like a zar totally. Mishum balmum, kivan da avodas chalal shera. We'll see that. Mutar alei mishum balmum, mishum shar dvarim she chashvam arambam kagon tuma v'chulu. So the Menachas Chinuch already opens up the door that possibly he is not exactly a zar legabe balmum. Lagabi the Isser of Balmum, even though a Zar won't have the Isser of Balmum, but a Kohen Chalal would. He also mentions that the Rambam in Hilchos B'as Mikdash, the Rambam lists off all the problems of a Kohen who does the Avoda. All the problems. The Rambam lists off at the end of, here it is, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Vav, Kol Apsulim L'Avoda Shmonas are 18 problems. 18 problems if you're a Kohen who does the Avoda. What are the problems? Oved Avoda Zara, Zar, right, or Zar is a problem. Balmum, Arel Tame. That's not a Kohen problem, a Zar. That's, you're not a Kohen. Mechusar Begadim, Mechusar Kippurim, Yasser Begadim. He lists off all of the Psulim. Yoshev, Mishish Bein Yadav Bein Akli Devar Chotzeis, Yav Chatzitza, Mishavad Bismolo, left hand. Kol Elu Psulim Liavoda. Vim avdo chilolo. And all of these, if you do the avoda, you're mechal the avoda, except for certain ones that avoda sok shera bidyevet. So the Menachas Chinuch or other achronim say that the Rambam does not list a chalal with imsuli avoda because you're just a zar. Right? He lists off zar. And therefore, it's nechlal in zaris. But the big raya that it might not be so pashid, the achronim point out, that is the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin and the halacha that the Rambam quotes. And that is, what if a chal does the avodah b'dieved? What if he does the avodah b'dieved? So the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav, based on one of two different psukim, avodah sokshera. B'dieved, if a Kohen chal does the avodah, and he finds out afterwards that he is a chal, so the avodah b'dieved is kasher, the carbon worked. So if a zar does the avodah, pashtus, if he's Yisrael does the avoda, that's not going to be avodas okshera, right? That's what the Rambam just read. Said the Rambam says in all of those we just read it, right? In the B'as Mikdash halachas, all of those psulim, the avoda is going to be pasul. Avodazara, zar, bamum, aral, tamei, tol yom, mechusik kipurim. He says at the end of this whole group, kol elu psulim le'avoda vim avdo chilolo. And if you do if the avoda and all these, you're mechal the avoda. It's not a good avoda. Chutz. What are the only exceptions? Purei Rosh, if you didn't get a haircut. Purei Begadim, if your Begadim are torn. Vahashochit la'avodazara b'shogeg. Those exceptions, Shem Avdo Avodasok Shera. But he does not have Zar, right? Zar is on this list. So the Avodah is going to be puzzled. Says the Gemara Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Samach Vav Mabez, is based on the Mishnah in Trumos. The Mishnah in Trumos says the halacha that if a Kohen is Omid Umakriv on the Mizbeach, right? It quotes it up top here. His avodah is kasher. B'dieved. If he finds out he's a chalal. So what is the number of Yakiva? Mashal lo omed umakav gamay zevro equals a bamum is different, but that is the halacha. Says the Gemara. How do you know that? Minalan grusha ben chalutza vasachshem minalan amar vidam ashvul damar kra special gzeras akasav v'haisalo lazaro acharav. It'll be for him and his zera after him. That's by Pinchas. Bein zera kasher, bein zera pasul. So a chalal is called zera pasul. He's called zera still. It's called zera of the kohen, but he's called zera pasul. Avua de Shmuel Abra Mehacha, a different pasuk in Zos Abracha. Barech Hashem chelo ufoal yadav tirtze. Afilu chulin shebo tirtze. So again, how do you understand this pasuk? Even the chulin shebo within their biological, right, within them. Tirtzeh. But again, but you need a Gzeiras HaKasav. So what is the Gzeiras HaKasav teaching me? Is the Gzeiras HaKasav teaching me he's still a Kohen, but he has a problem. But is Gzeiras HaKasav teaching me that he's really not a Kohen. But it's a Chiddush to say that because we thought he was a Kohen, because he was born a Kohen. Actually, was he born a Kohen? Well, because he, so to speak, is in the world of Kahuna. Rabbi Yame Arame Hacha, third day. Uvasa la Kohen Shayyeh Bayamim Mahim, Vechisal al Daitach Hashan Holechis a Kohen Shalohaya Biyamav. What does it mean that you're going to go to the Kohen in your day? What would I have thought? Go to the Kohen who lived 100 years ago. What does it mean in your day? Ella, it means whoever the Kohen was. Even Kasher Vinishalel. Even if he was Nishalel, he was still the Kohen by Yam Mahim and therefore is going to work. So three different days in the Gemara, what exactly is the pasuk and how do you understand? It could be so because Avodas Kshir B'Dieved, that's the biggest raya that he's not Mamish Azar. He's not Mamish Azar, even if he became a chalal. It could be Tali, some Machronim say maybe it's Tali on the Machlokes in Maseches Makos. Fascinating Machlokes and Makos on Daf Yud Aleph Amabes. We know a Rotzeach B'Shogeg has to wait until the Kohen Gadol dies in order to go out of his Yir Miklat. What happens if when he kills B'Shogeg, there is no Kohen Gadol? So that's tough. That's tough on him because he... What if there is no Kohen Gadol? What if other unique circumstances? But he's stuck. He's stuck because there wasn't a Kohen Gadol when he was Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Says the Gemara, what happens if he has a Kohen Gadol and he goes to the Yir Miklat and then it comes out that the Kohen Gadol was a chalal. So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara. Nigmar Dino Benasa Kohen Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. If the Kohen Gadol comes and finds out to be a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, right? Our gear says Benasa Kohen. Rashi says Benasa Kohen Gadol. Yotza Alav Edus Shehu Chalal. Pligi Baravami Ravis Benavcha. Machlokas. Chad Amar Mesa Kahuna. The Kahuna has died. The Chad Amar Batla Kahuna. The Kahuna has been nullified. So, what's the difference? What does it mean, Mesa Kahuna or Butla Kahuna? So, Mesa Kahuna, it's as if the Kohen Gadol died. It's as if the Kohen Gadol died. So, if a person is in the Bir Miklat and the Kohen Gadol is found out to be a Chalal, he goes free. Unbelievable. Says Rashi, Harehu Kames, take it back. It was flipped, right? The others say you can understand other. Mesa Kahuna means is as if he was dead originally. He was never a Kohen Gadol, and therefore he's stuck. Right? Hare hu kemeis ve'ena rasei agolem, says Rashi. Right? Or he's stuck, or he doesn't even go into Golos. I don't want to get into details now, but it's as if there was never a Kohen Gadol at the time that he did it. V'charam ha'balakuna. No, it was now batal. Igloi milsel mafreya shalohaya Kohen Gadol. V'havilei hayrot seach nigmar dino below Kohen Gadol. Right? This is the one that's Ke'ilu, he wasn't there. Ve'ino chozer la'olam. Ve'ino chozer la'olam. That's the one that he is stuck. So again, do you say that it's Ke'ilu, he was never, there wasn't a Kohen Gadol when he killed, when he had the Gemar Din? Or there was a Kohen Gadol, but Ke'ilu he died. Ke'ilu he died. So maybe that's the machlokas of that, whether he loses all status. Ke'ilu, he was never. Ke'ilu, he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. That's the bat lakuna. Again, you might have said Mesa means that, but that's how Rashi understands it. So maybe it's totally on that. We'll get back to that, Hashem, in a minute. Good. The Prima Gadim discusses, maybe there's a third possibility. Right? We know, what are the possibilities? He's a Kohen with a problem, or he's a Tzar. What about being a Levi? The Kohen lost his status of a Kohen. So maybe he should at least be a Levi. He's in Sheva Levi, isn't he? So maybe his status should be just knocked down a notch, and he should be a Levi. The way did the Prima Gadim talk about this? In Yaradeya. In Yaradeya, in Simon Samach Aleph, where the Simon Samach Aleph is the halachas of Matnas Kahuna. Matnas Kahuna, about, we know, for every shlubim animal, that's not in Shulchan Aruch, we have to give the Chazi and the Shok, but for every chulin animal, right, we have the Maseches Chulin, you have to give the Zerah L'Chaim and the Keva. So the question is, right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch starts off in Simon Samach Aleph, Chayav Litan L'Kohen, Zerah L'Chayayim, and the Keva shall shor v'seh. So from every ox and every sheep. What's the Zerah, what's the Chayayim, the Chulin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Leviim safek im heim chayavim b'matanos. It's a safek whether the Levi have to give his matnas kahuna. Right, but all of these halachas that you give to a Kohen, especially what about a Levi? Pidyon ben, and what do you do about trumas mice? You have to give truma, but he has to give it to the Kohen. But this is a safek whether you have to give it. Why? Because the Gemara has a safek about it. Right? The Shach quotes the Masafkalon and Chulin mishum dechsev me'eis ha'am. I Leviim Ikri Am Olo. Are the Leviim Ikri, are they called Am from the Am? Maybe they're the receivers. So that's the question. So the Shulchan Aruch says Leviim Safik Im Chayim Avantaras. Hilkach Pturim. Therefore it's Hamos Bechaver Levaraya. It's a Safik whether they have to give. This isn't an Isser Tevel. So they get to keep it. Prove to me that the Halacha is that I have to give it and I'll give it. But until that point, Levim don't have to give it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But if the Kohen took it, then he doesn't have to give it back because now Hamozi Bechaver the other way. That's a question about Tfisa, about whether that would work. The Shach says, Venerally, Muchach Meyashasu Mashmoz Aposkin, the Dafka Militin Paturin. Mehai time at the Shemelo Ikriam. Avopshita dim tafas Levi Matanos mi Yisrael demotzien miyado. If a Levi grabbed from a Yisrael, right? If a Kohen grabbed from a Levi, those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. But if a Levi grabbed from a Yisrael, is there something? Maybe he deserves it. No, motzian. The krok siv is a yemish but a kohanim. The Leviim lav kohanim ikri. Leviim aren't kohanim. So says the Prima Gadim on that shach nistapati b'chalal kohen ichayev b'matanos ilav. What about a chalal kohen? A Levi is safik and he gets to keep it. A Kohen doesn't have to give matanas. A Yisrael has to give matanas. What about a Chala Kohen? Who is he? Is he a Yisrael who has to give? Is he a problematic Kohen who doesn't have? Is he a Levi? Mi amrinan de Chala din Yisrael yeshlo. Do you say that a Chala has a din of Yisrael? O Dilma akati lav bechlal amavi. He's still not Am who has to give to the Kohenim. Vedino kalevi mi asal kapanim. He's at least like a Levi, right? Vera'isi hadarina b'choras mem zayin. I think maybe we learned in Masech b'choras mem zayin. Ubitosvis to Leviyash and Esavra miyobikochavim b'na patim ipidyon. Right? A Leviya who had Akum was Boel. Pater v'bidyon ben v'kohenes b'na chayeves. And the geruah mi Leviyash and Eschala. Right? If it's a Leviyash and Esavra miyagoy, there's no pidyon ben. But Bas Kohen, that's Nivela Legoi, so then there is a Chayevis Bidya Ben, but the Yisrael Yishla, the Chay Pataka Shochanara, Fahulu, Kimish Eschal, Yasum Bechal Kahuna. Fahulu, and he continues, and he says, Miu Efshar, here's the line, Delohavi Bechal Am, Af Shehu Chalal, Ishevet Levi Lo Ikri Am, Hilkach Mesveka, Ein Lo Litein Matanos, Fahulu. Maybe he's somewhere in the middle. He's not a Yisrael. He's not a Levi, but he has that question about maybe he should be a Levi. Reb Chaim assumes also the Gemara Yevamos Daf Ayin Dalet Lav Mizera Aaron Hu. The Reb Chanan has a beautiful lashon where he talks about Ksubis in Simin Ayin. Nava Kala De Ben Grusha Hu Levi De Lav Levi Muchach Mikan De Chalal Kivan Shenis Chalal Mikdushas Kehuna Ain O Levi. Right, the language of the Gemara there in Ksubis Chavav, he's not a Levi. You learn from here, Kivish and Eschal, Kuna Eina Levi. After the Enu Kedushas Leviya, Lo Shayach Psul Chalalas, even though a Levi can't become a Chalala. So what's wrong with being a Levi? Why doesn't he just bump down to be a Levi? A Chalal Levi is a Levi. So even so, Leviya Shazinso, Chalas B'Maiser, a Leviya that's Mizana, he still eats Maiser Rishon, Tzorach Lomar, De Koanim Ama Achrina Ninhu, Ve Enam Leviya Mitzad Toldasam, Ela Mikoa Kedushasam Kuhunasam. Once a Kohen is a Kohen, he's in biological Shevet Levi, but he's not halachic Levi anymore. And therefore, if he's no longer a Kohen, he's a Yisrael, so to speak. He's not a Levi. So, of course, that's a fascinating question. So again, our question was, is a Kohen Chalal a Kohen or a Yisrael? The question is, what about being a Levi? So that's, these are some of the sources regarding being a Levi. There is a Rambam, a Chiddush of the Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, in Perek Beis Halacha, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, I'm sorry, Vav Halacha Yud, let's find it for a second, where this halacha is quoted about if you find out that you're a chalal, the avoda is kasher b'di'eved, the Rambam says, Kohen she'avad v'nivdak v'nimsa chalal v'dasak she'ra l'she'avar, ve'eina oved l'haba, v'im avad l'chilel. The Rambam adds in, not only if you find out after the avoda, we say the avoda is kasher b'di'eved, but even after he finds out he's a chalal, he does the avoda. It's still kasher b'di'eved. That's a chiddush. Shenemar, and he quotes the pasuk, Baruch Hashem chilo, ofayav tirtzeh, afilu chulin shebo tirtzeh. Right? Even the chulin shebo tirtzeh, and that's what the mefarshim are bothered by. V'lechor hayamashba, says the Ketz of Mishnah, t'lo machshirin en elam ha-sha'avad kodem shenoda, avalam avad achar shenoda chilel, v'rabbeinu mashmalei de kivon, d'lo ashkechon bikrod de mechala avodaso, adaraba. Ashkan behedya de lo machalo. Mehetesi lan lo mashim avad la akar shenoda chilel. Vatana orcha de milsanaka shein derech la avod akar shenoda. The Gemara just talks about a case where, usually, if it's a chalal, he's not going to do the avodah. But even if he does, it's going to be kosher. But the mafarshim wonder about this. Right? That Gemara that we just saw in Makas Daf Yud Aleph, the Batla Kuhuna and Mesa Guna links this to our case about Ben Gutre Chalutza, avad avadaso ksheira avadaso psula. Machlokas tanam, we passed in ksheira. But it sounds like it's at either it never was or at least now. How does the Rambam read that? So that's a big discussion. How the Rambam understands that? You know that Gemara. One final point, and that is: what happens if somebody's a Kohen and he's given Pidyon HaBen money, and 10 years later he's found out that he's a Chalal? So, you know, does he have to give back the money? Does the person the Yisrael have to do Pidyon HaBen again? That is a fascinating major machlokas. What's the machlokas? Of course, he's a chalal. The answer is, maybe Pidyon HaBen is like avoda. And if he's like avoda, then b'di'eved, if you did it already when you thought you weren't a chalal, so maybe that would be kasher b'di'eved. That's the Pischei Tshuva discusses this in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. He says, im lo hayazar gamur, im lo hayazar gamur rak nizbar shu ben gerusha tzarech iyun, im tzrichim lachzer v'listo, liftos. Tzorach iyan, you have to be chozer upodev. V'lachein ein tzorach ha-koin lachzer adamim. The coin can keep it. Coin can keep it. If you look in Pidyon HaBen Kehilchasa, he quotes all of the sources in Perek Hey. He says, koin shehuchzak b'kashas, v'achach nizbar, she'lo, she'u, v'ayde edim, she'u chalol, klomar, she'nolad migrusha v'chalusa, yesh chshash shulodasa, sovrim she'bidyevin mo'al ha-pidyon, she'natzi yisla koin zeh. Maybe it worked, and therefore you can't take the money from the coin back, but if you're a firstborn, you should redeem yourself again. With a matana manas lahachzir, another coin. The yesh omrim, no, min abdin, ain kan pidyon klal, and the coin has to give it back, because you don't compare this to avoda. You don't compare this to avoda. So that's a discussion in the Achronim, Maharam Shik, Yad Eliyahu, and others. Okay, we'll stop here.